Faded yellow lines stretch away from me left and right, east and west. Then, judging by the rising light of the sky, I hold my face, willing the cold of my hands to seep down into my chest, slow my racing heart. Should I recognize this place? I should. I must. I got here somehow, right? I stare down the dark road, first one way, then the other. The sun may be rising, but it's mostly behind the enormous mountains that seem to cut off the left end of the long ribbon of highway. I strain my ears. Birdsong, louder and more insistent now, more leaves rustling in the light breeze. A pressing silence in between. A shudder runs through me, uncontrollable. My toes curl painfully inside my shoes. My mouth fills with saliva. I swallow several times. My gut twists a second before I bend over abruptly and heave. Nothing but a thin stream of bile and spit. I stand, knees apart, propping myself up with my hands, panting like a sick dog, and stare at the slick patch of vomit on the asphalt in front of my battered running shoes. Walking. I should be walking. Somewhere. I need to move. I need to find help. Need to get away. My skin pebbles with goosebumps, the hair standing on end. I swivel my head every which way, trying to pinpoint where the sudden foreboding is coming from. There's nothing. Nothing and no one. Clumsily, I wipe my mouth, my chin, my cheeks, then scrub my sleeve on the dewy grass. I scrub my fingers along my scalp, trying to get rid of the sensation of ants. Feel the pull of a ponytail. Gone loose now, the elastic pulled almost to the end. I undo the tail fully, tearing out strands in my haste. Hair past my shoulders, heavy, sweeping along the synthetic shell I'm wearing. I pull it all back into a tight bundle, secure it with the elastic, put in a few twists, tuck in the ends. I feel something like familiarity as I tap the bun riding high at the back of my head. It loosens suddenly, slipping through my fingertips. I redo it all into a loose bun at the nape of my neck instead, grasping at the small bit of comfort from how normal it feels. I stare again down the still empty highway, fighting the distress just behind the insistent thud of a worsening headache. A wave of fatigue hits me. I blink against the rush of pressure behind my eyes. My brain fills again, this time with questions. Where am I? How did I end up here? Why is this happening? I scour my memory for any hint of a clue, find nothing but a thick blankness, shot through with threads of unease. Chest tight, I pat at my pockets, fumble stiff hands inside, come up empty. No phone, no wallet. How do I get home with no money? Oh God. I don't even know where home is. I close my eyes, prodding at the blackness in my head for an address, an image of a house, anything, a bill or a driver's license. Sweet Jesus. I don't know what I look like. I don't know my name. Frantic, I spin on my heel, my gaze everywhere, hummingbird-like, as though a name might be darting just past my field of view. If only I could snatch it, quickly, before it disappears. I'm panting again. My stomach flutters. I press a hand against my abdomen, take slow, deep breaths, grimace at the smell of my breath in the morning air. Who the hell am I? No, stop it. I need to be in motion. I know precious little right now, but damned if I'm going to stand here waiting for someone else to save me. Ignoring the trembling of my limbs, I turn myself away from the bright sky. I put one foot in front of the other, toward the still gray west. 2. Hi. Can I speak to someone, please? I need help. My eyes can't seem to stay on any one thing, jumping from the plastic-framed glasses perched on the receptionist's nose to her gray blonde hair, to the round gem and...